Good morning, dear people of God. Praise the Lord. We are so glad that the Lord has added a beautiful day in our lives, and we are grateful to the Lord for that. Let me encourage you from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3 and verse 13. It says, "Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding." It's a beautiful scripture. And lots to learn from it, right? The wise old adage goes, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. Sometimes what people need more than your money is your wisdom. And by taking the time to share with them the insights and wisdom you have learned through your life's experiences, you are investing in their future. And what a gift. But that means you must never stop learning. Sometimes we stop learning because we become complacent. We believe we have grown enough, or we want only to make the most of what we already have in terms of skill and knowledge. That's when we start to plateau and then decline. We lose our innovative spirit. We begin to think about being efficient instead of breaking new ground. We cut costs instead of investing in growth. Our vision becomes very limited. And instead of playing to win, we start playing not to lose. We all love doing what we are good at, but being good at something requires us to keep our skills sharp. Less skills leads to less enthusiasm and eventually to discontent. So if we reach this stage, we start looking behind us because that's where our best days are. We think about the good old days. You know, you must say, oh, those are the good old days, the glory days. At that point, we are only a few short steps from obsolescence. My dear brothers and sisters, nobody wants to learn from a has-been. If you want to give until you have given all you have, you must keep growing until you can grow no more. Hallelujah. And the writer of Proverbs says, blessed are those who find wisdom, those who continue to gain understanding. Amen. So, finding wisdom and gaining understanding is a present continuous tense. And let's continue to pursue asking God to give us His wisdom and give us His understanding, that we'll never ever be bereft of the knowledge of God, and also never be bereft of adding value into people's lives. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. We are highly grateful to you, Lord, that you never fail. You never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, we thank you that you are an infinite God. There's so much and too much to be discovered by mortal man. And Lord, in our mortality, Lord, we want to grasp eternity. And we want to, Lord, grasp the wisdom of God. Without you, we cannot succeed. And we need you, Lord, to grant us your spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of God to be our portion this morning. Change us and transform us, O God, and help us to not only to acquire skill sets and to gain understanding, but to apply it in our lives and also to add value into other people's lives, that you will be alone glorified. We thank you, we love you, we bless you, we worship you, and we give you the praise. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day, I pray grant them wisdom, Grant them understanding. They'll gain an understanding, O Father. And I pray that you will help them to excel in their workplaces, in their businesses, in their client interactions, in their, Lord, dealing with the people in this world, in their secular affairs. And I pray the Lord, you'll make them shrewd as a serpent, yet gentle as a dove, and you'll grant them success, because your word says that you are the glory and the lifter of their head. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I speak healing into their bodies. I speak health, strength, vigor, vitality, longevity to be granted unto them, even right now, right here, as we pray, that the name of Yeshua will be glorified. You will receive the preeminence and the glory, because it is all yours and yours alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.